Alamo Heights, Texas. Armand Fisker walked around the sprawling wood-paneled library in David Skoll's gated mansion. The heads of big game animals hung from the walls, their glass eyes staring down blankly, as if to accuse anyone who met their stare of killing them. Fisker turned to look at Skoll instead.
This place looks like one of those hunting lodges where you can bag a lion or tiger if you're rich enough.
I've been on a couple of safaris like that, one in Africa. For the right amount, they'll bag it for you.
I'm not impressed.
Hey, I bought this place fully furnished. The animal heads came as part of the package. Little head never hurt anybody.
That's supposed to be funny. You shouldn't joke with a man you're into for over $100 million.
Skull's plump, unmarred face crinkled in a mixture of surprise and condescension.
Check your balance sheet, Armand. The number of prescription pain pills I've peeled off the line for you?
I took that as a gesture of goodwill on your part, Davy.
Goodwill? Under the watchful eye of FDA inspectors, do you know what the penalty is for moving this level of prescription pain meds?
Do you know the penalty for not honoring your debt to me?
We had a deal, Armand.
Fisker took a step closer to him, just enough to make Skoll flinch.
Let's rewind a bit to you bleeding cash from this Ponzi scheme you've been running out of the hedge fund that bought you this place. You were about to jet off to Bolivia when you had the good fortune to learn of my interest in your services.
Ecuador, where there's no extradition treaty with the United States. And my cash flow issues remain only a temporary setback. It's the stupid boycott of some of our most profitable drugs.
But you mean the ones you raised the prices on 1,000,000% or something?
What the market will bear.
Reality check. The only thing keeping you afloat right now is my cash and good graces. I save your ass, and you balk at this one small favor?
Skoll pawed at the Persian carpet that cost more than Fisker's first house, with a pair of custom-made cowboy boots that added 2 inches to his meager height.
How much of an increase are we talking about?
Double.
Double? You think it's easy hiding case lots of narcotics that vanish into the wind?
You want me to take my business back to Canada?
The Hell's Angels couldn't keep up with demand, and you know it. Maybe you should think about putting your people back in meth labs where they can blow themselves to shit.
How much you lose on that Alzheimer's drug that went bust?
100 million, give or take.
Nice round number. Pretty much what you're into me for, right? You know how many pills that is exactly? The answer is not enough. Not even close. That's why you're going to double production in that manufacturing plant you got running up in Waco. Put on an extra shift if you have to. I need to move the pills into the streets in a month's time.
That's impossible.
I don't think you understand our problem here. If I can't deliver the goods, consumers will find somebody who can. That'll leave me with a turf war on my hands you can bet will grow into a shooting war, which is bad for business. My business, as well as yours. Guess you might say we're joined at the hip now.
Skoll stepped out from the shadows cast by the buffalo head. The recessed lighting above struck him in a way that made his face look shiny. A man approaching 40, trapped in a 16-year-old's body with a boy's floppy hairstyle. Fisker watched Skoll toss it aside with a flick of his head and then mop the rest into place with a hand.
I'll up the production, but it's gonna take more than a month.
Is it now? Well, then maybe I should take this fancy house as collateral, see what it'll fetch on the open market. Hell, I'll even throw in the animal heads for free.
The fuck you will, Armand. The fuck you—
Fisker's fist smashed into Skoll's face. His head whipsawed to the right, the spittle flying from his mouth, trailed by teeth, when Fisker hit him again. The second blow was so hard it actually lifted Skoll's boots off the ground and dumped him atop the carpet, the blood pouring from his mouth and soaking it in a widening pool. Fisker wondered if the stain would ever come out as he bent over Skoll, hands placed casually on his knees, the one he'd hit him with twice, already beginning to swell and throb.
Now you know what it feels like to be helpless, like animals from those dime store safaris. Like shooting birds in the backyard, Davy. You know what isn't? Hunting men. There are places you can do that. I know because I've done it, and I hold you in the same esteem as those hapless fucks I've bagged. I can't remember a single one of their faces, but I remember yours, with and without the teeth you just spit out. What's gonna happen from here is that you're gonna have production doubled within the month. I don't care if you have to disguise my oxy as aspirin tablets or allergy pills. You want to try that again, Davy? See, you might be able to hide from the United States government in Whereversville, South America, but you can't hide from me, because I'm not in this alone. Look at France, Germany, Russia, Italy, even jolly old England. We are goddamn everywhere. And where we ain't yet, we will be soon. See, Davy, our time has come. One more time, son. What if what?
I had something else.
Something else?
Skull nodded desperately.
Something more valuable than oxy.
Fisker put a hand behind Skull's head and eased him into a sitting position, then gave him a handkerchief to press against his mouth.
I'm all ears, Davy. But let's see if we can find those teeth you spit out first.